Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the Know Before You Go Travel Show, where we share all the latest travel tips, tricks, and insights to make your next vacation the best one yet. So sit back, relax, grab a cocktail, and enjoy the show with Peniak Travel's George Peniak and our senior travel consultant, Janet Peniak.
What is up, everybody?
Hey, everyone.
Welcome back to another edition of the Know Before Travel Show, and we've got a show for you today.
Yes, on this beautiful Thirsty Thursday.
Thirsty Thursday. When is fall here?
A week from today.
I feel like we talk about that a lot.
Yeah.
This morning was definitely really
good. I was
really
going to say, there is definitely the fall crisp in the mornings, at least here in Charleston.
And I've got a rule. I've got a bone to pick here with everybody.
Oh, okay.
I got a bone to pick here about fall. No pumpkins allowed until October 1st.
Pumpkins already.
No,
if there's technically, if fall begins on September 22nd, then you can have pumpkins on September 22nd.
I just think I'm a firm believer that, at least here in the southeastern part of the United States, where it's still 90 degrees.
Yeah.
I can't see a pumpkin and it be 90 degrees. Those are two things in the universe that should not coexist.
Yeah.
90 degree weather, 90 plus percent humidity, and pumpkin decorations.
Yeah.
That just doesn't vibe.
Right.
Sure. Am I wrong?
No, but what about if you lived in Florida?
They're the exception to the rule.
Oh, okay.
But no, you should still wait till October. They're not the exception. I used to live in Florida. I was born in Florida. I love Florida, but they wait till October 1st.
Okay. I mean, there's going to be a lot of people that disagree. I mean, you can get pumpkin spice lattes now, so.
I saw this like funny meme on the internet. It was just an act. It wasn't a real Starbucks employee, but it was like the Starbucks employee, like at the end of fall, they're so sick of pumpkin spice lattes that they're going around like shoving pumpkins in people's faces. Like, here you go.
Here's your pumpkin.
We know you want it.
I've never gotten into the pumpkin spice lattes.
I just like black coffee from Starbucks.
I mean,
it's so good.
My iced vanilla lattes, but yeah.
Which I gave you one. I brought you one this morning. Wasn't that thoughtful of me?
Yes, that was. Thank you.
Yeah, because you're having a busy day. I said, I was driving by Starbucks and I said, you know what? Because I had to go run some errands, right? Because where are we going?
We are actually leaving today in a few hours. We are headed out, staying in Miami tonight and then flying to Curacao tomorrow. And we are getting picked up from our house in 4.5 hours, and we have not packed a freaking thing, and it is stressing me out.
So that means we have time for a 4-hour podcast.
No. No, we have not. Literally, the suitcases are sitting upright in our bedroom, and we have not put anything in them, not packed a thing. I haven't vacuumed.
I can vacuum. I do a good job vacuuming.
No, you really don't. No,
yes, I do.
No man does a good job vacuuming.
Oh, that is very sexist. We have a maid that comes by.
Yes,
every,
and he does.
He's a man.
Okay, well, you're not Fernando. There's not many Fernandos out there.
He is a good guy.
Yes.
And he just had an ad in the article in the local magazine. And I'm like, crap, like now he's too busy. He's going to forget about us.
No, but anyways, I like to clean the house before we leave. We're getting picked up for the airport in 4.5 hours.
Okay.
We haven't cleaned. We have not packed a single thing in the suitcase. I'm still in the process of doing laundry and I'm trying to work.
Okay, real quick. Attention all guys.
It's crazy.
This is the life hack. Because Janet and I have now been married for 10 years. It'll be 10 years on the 22nd of September.
Yes, next.
Let me tell you a little secret here. I can't believe I'm saying this on the airwaves because I'm spilling the beans to all the women out there.
What?
Men intentionally suck at cleaning.
Yeah, so you don't have to do it.
Yeah, that's the dirty little secret. So ladies, use that ammunition as you will. Men, if you're not doing it, go ahead and start sucking at cleaning.
Okay, there you go.
You know I'm kidding, right?
You're actually not kidding.
No, I am not. I, I have cleaned the house before on my own, genuinely to do that for you, and you come home, yes, and you don't even say a word. You're like, you don't even acknowledge that even happened, because I didn't do a good job.
No, I do, and I appreciate it, but, you know, we have two dogs and a cat, so there's a lot of animal fur, and you don't do as good of a job at getting it up.
And we're just talking about this, that I'm allergic to the fur. Like, I really am, and you're not. You're just, like...
Yeah,
like,
not.
So, like, that's why, like, sometimes in the mornings, like, I just, I have... A little sinus, little thing, some little sinus thing.
I think we're getting a little sidetracked here.
All right, let's jump into the episode. We are going to talk about the, because we're just not going to go see Sandals. We're going to go do and see a lot in Curacao. We're actually going to see another resort. It's a Secrets property, if I remember correctly.
Well, it is under their umbrella, yes.
The AM Resorts, it's not Secrets, yeah.
Yes, yeah. So we are going to be staying at Zoetree Curacao for 2 nights, because I wanted to stay somewhat close to the city center of Williamstead, because the Sandals Resort is kind of out far from the city, and it's a really cool town. So we're staying there for 2 nights, and then we're going over to Sandals for 5 nights. Got a couple really fun excursions planned, which we'll talk about. So.
And this will be our last Sandals. We will have now seen them all.
Well, we have been to all of them up until this one opened in June.
Yeah, we've been to all of them, and now then they open Curacao, so they're starting to get tough to keep up with, right? So they're going to open Curacao, then Dunn's River is going to open soon. Then we got to go see that, which we are going. We already have that on the schedule, actually. So
not officially, but yeah.
Well, you know, we're probably going to go. We're probably coming. Come on.
Yes.
What are we talking about here?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So where do you want to start? Because I think Curacao is a very fascinating island. It's part of the ABC Islands, for those that don't know, Aruba, Bonaire, Curacao. It's very far south. I believe it's outside of the hurricane zone, right?
Yeah, it really is. I mean,
it's a low risk.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think they've maybe seen like one or two storms since like 1960. So yeah, it's very, very far south. I think like 30, 40 miles off the coast of Venezuela. But yeah, if you are worried about traveling during hurricane season, then, you know, I would recommend looking in the ABC Islands or just further Southern Caribbean, because it is less likely. I feel like people from the East Coast, like, hurricanes are just normal to us.
Oh, yeah, we're normalized with it. Like,
but I do hear from a lot of people, like, they're worried about that. So
yeah, and I get it. Yeah, so, like, I mean, we're fine with hurricanes because you prepare, you can see them coming. But tornadoes, for people in the Midwest,
terrifying. Oh, yeah, no, that's terrifying.
I feel like we've got kind of the better end of the deal if everyone has to deal with their own crap regionally. I think West Coast with the earthquakes, terrifying.
Yeah, that's pretty terrifying, too.
Midwest,
tornadoes,
mega terrifying. Just as terrifying as earthquakes because you don't know when they're going to happen. They just, you know, I wouldn't be able to sleep at night.
Yeah.
Knowing that a hurricane comes just... lift my house off the ground and fly me away. That's terrifying. Northeast, just awful winters. I don't want to deal with that either.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take some hurricanes, good climate year round. We can.
As long as they're not bad, which, knock on wood, thankfully, here in South Carolina, we have not had a bad one in a while.
Like, so. I remember not that long ago, I was traveling for my corporate job when I had a corporate job. Now I'm full time Pontiac Travel. I'm a full time podcaster, I guess.
Yeah.
And I remember we had a meeting at a facility in the Midwest, and I'm trying to remember the city and state, and I can't. But it was like the heart of the Midwest, if I remember correctly. And I remember I walked into this big facility. It was a huge facility. And right to the left, when you look, like when you're walking to the lobby, there's like a front desk of the lobby. They had like this metal door, and it had like, I could tell, like, and it was like emergency use only or some sign on it. And it was a door that like went to a bunker. So, and everybody in the facility could run and get in that bunker in case there was a tornado. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's pretty scary.
And she's like, we've never had to use it. I'm like, well, thank God. I mean, good Lord. It's like, yeah, let's go in the bunker. The building might not make it. I mean, I don't know. God, I just couldn't do it. I'll take that slow-moving hurricane that we can see from, you know.
I was going to say, at least with hurricanes, yeah, you do have some advance notice. But anyways, getting sidetracked.
Okay, again. Back to Curacao.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about the Zoetree Curacao that we're staying at. So 72 rooms there, very small. Oh. It is actually not on the beach, but you have access to Dreams Curacao, which is on the beach. I am interested to see how this Dreams compares to others, because some Dreams resorts can be hit or miss. Some of them are are really nice. I recommend some, not so much. It's kind of like when you're looking at Secrets Resorts, they're not all the same quality. So that's just something to keep in mind. But this Zoetry, I know, has won several awards, so I'm really excited to check it out.
Yeah, one thing I'm a little disappointed by the Zoetry, first of all, I love the size of it. I'm really excited to get the vibe. I think the vibe's going to be really relaxing. I think that's like their brand is like zen, relaxing, yeah, probably wellness, a really nice spa. No swim up bar. No. I can get over that because there's one at Dreams. No beach. You know, but you can go to the Dreams Beach. So, you know, I'm kind of like, I think those are two things that probably they should let people know before you travel there. Because I think if people book online, just book online, they just might not advertise it that well. That, hey, we don't have.
No, you can literally look at pictures and look at it online and it says.
I know, but a lot of people, I don't know. I just think like it's kind of shocking if you go to the Caribbean, if you just looked at it. If you go to their website, it just doesn't probably market itself that well saying, we have beach access, but we're not on the beach.
Yeah.
Because I think people genuinely think all-inclusive resort in the Caribbean has to be on the beach.
Right. Yeah, this actually is all-inclusive. So now, then we're going to go, and in this resort, by the way, it has three restaurants on site. And then again, you have access to the Dreams, and there's apparently a small casino over at Dreams, but we'll have a full review of our stay there on an episode. And we'll also do an in-destination podcast as well.
Yeah, I can't wait to do that. That'll be fun. I'll set up the mobile studio. We'll get it going.
Yes. And so then we're going to go over to Sandals Royal Curacao. So 5 nights. Now, if you follow this podcast or if you just follow Sandals in general, you may have heard there was an incident at this resort about a month ago with the pool. And the main pool walls collapsed, essentially.
Yeah,
so
they had this big glass infinity pool.
Kind of like they have if you've been to a lot of other Sandals, but kind of like the pool that they have in Barbados. This was very similar to that.
Yeah. Big, like, not the rooftop infinity pool. Thank
right.
God. Jesus. The ground level pool that is right on the beach, pretty much. And
right.
It had a big glass wall that, you know, looked into the ocean, and it has beautiful, like, if you're like in the pool and you're looking out, it looks like the pool's part of the ocean.
Yeah, that but was the and look. Then the glass wall, though, if you're on the outside of the pool, then you can see everything under the water in the pool. So
yeah, so it's kind of neat.
Yeah.
It's like a new thing. A lot of these resorts are doing this, but something happened. No one knows if it's a manufacturing defect because it's a brand new resort. Who knows? We're trying to get to the bottom of it, but I'm wondering if they might have it fixed by now. I don't know. We'll
no,
see.
It's not fixed. It supposedly is going to be fixed sometime in the middle of October, but I assume that we'll have more info on that, you know, when we get back. But yeah, so there is not a pool there with a swim up bar. So, which is one of the reasons, or pretty much the only reason, that we were actually able to go during this time, because we were supposed to go to Exuma, but once this pool incident happened, everybody canceled at Curacao because there is a beach there. It's on the beach, but supposedly it's not the best swimming beach. So a lot of people canceled since there's not going to be a main pool there. So we were able to get in.
Yeah, we're going to check it out. I'm excited about it. I mean, and it's fine. Like, yeah, a few people cancel. It's still like there weren't that many cancellations. Like, there wasn't that much availability when you looked at it, but enough that we could sneak in,
yes.
Which I'm glad.
Yeah, and so there's 8 restaurants at this resort, 3 food trucks, 13 bars, one of which is closed because the swim up bar is closed. But
I can't just sit in the dry pool.
No, I don't think they'll let you do that. But one of the things I am really excited to see about this resort is they have a lot of new dining concepts.
Yeah, I'm really, because this is their newest, so I think we're going to get a glimpse at what the future of Sandals looks like.
Right. Yeah, because literally the only, so if you go to Sandals, a lot of their restaurant names are the same throughout each resort.
Yeah. Like Soy and Kimonos. And
yeah. So all of these are different. So they have Alos, Petra, Gatsu Gatsu, Canal, Strand Seafood House, Zuka, Vincent, and then they do have the Butches. But otherwise, it's all like different dining concepts. One of the things I am very excited about, I think the most thing I'm most excited about, is the Canal. It is a dessert, wine, and cheese bar.
So I'm a harsh critic of all-inclusive wine, so I am very curious to see what this is all about. I want to see how many different levels of wine can you get.
Again, is it going to be different from their standard Robert Mondavi? house wines. Yeah, I don't know.
You call yourself a wine bar. I'm going to, you know, you got
it. It better not just be the standard house stuff.
You got the winos coming in.
Yeah.
We're coming. So I'm really excited to see that. That's honestly probably one of the most things I'm excited about with Curacao. I mean, the Curacao is a very unique destination. It's got this allure to it. I'm not really sure. It's just maybe because it's so far away. And it's so kind of close to South America. Maybe that's what it is for me. But I feel like the island as a whole, all the ABC islands, just they got this allure to them. And then these new dining concepts, like what does the future of Sandals look like? You know, are they gonna potentially take some of these concepts and add them back to the current resorts when they renovate and stuff? Yeah, we'll see. But we're going to get a glimpse here. I'm excited. We're going to be there for 5 nights. We're going to test it all. Follow our YouTube channel. Get on our YouTube channel. Check that out. And we'll see how these things pan out.
Yeah, so this resort is...
Because we'll have a video. We'll have a whole vlog.
Oh, yes. So this resort is 351 rooms, 24 different room categories. The resort's pretty spread out. They actually have bikes there as well, so you can bike around the property. So that's something new. Excited about that. Also, in the top, I believe it's the top two room categories, you also get access to a Mini Cooper.
Okay, yeah. So I was wondering about this. Like... How is this working with all-inclusive with people?
Yeah, that I don't know.
All you can drink and then keys to a Mini Cooper. I'm sure there's something with that. Well, we're going to get details on that because in my head...
Yeah, you're kind of like, wait, what?
That doesn't sound like a good idea. But it's really cool because I would love to tour the island. I'm sure it's something like you have to like... You see, we prove you haven't drank much before you get on behind them. I don't know.
Maybe they'll give you a breathalyzer. I don't know.
Well, I wondered. I'm like, all right. Like
That is interesting.
What if it's like 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock and maybe some people have had a few pool drinks? Like, hey, I'm going to take the Mini Cooper downtown.
It's like, no, you shouldn't do that.
Like someone, there's got to be a layer of security in there. We're going to find out more about that. And again, this is the only Sandals resort that offers anything like this.
Yeah.
So we're going to see. Maybe someone drives you. I have no clue. But
yeah, I think it's a really cool concept, but yeah.
I think it is really cool.
Yeah, it'll like, be interesting to see how that works. So,
and I think a knock on the Sandals brand that it's a common misconception, honestly, is they don't. It's people. A lot of people think it's just over commercialized, which is really not at all. Like a lot of the resorts do incorporate a lot of the local flair. This is like just taking even that a step further. Like it is mega incorporating local flair. As far as we know, we're going to get like a dining credit to go eat in town, right?
Yeah, they do also have some sort of dining exchange program where, yeah, you can go and spend up to a certain amount.
At like a local restaurant.
Yeah, and like they bill it back to Sandals or something. I honestly am not too familiar with that, so we will have more to come on that when we get back.
Yeah. So real quick here, what like because we're kind of talking about both Zoetry and Sandals here. When someone comes to you and expresses interest in Curacao, what are you like? They're like, hey, what's up with Curacao? What are your like recommendations for the island? What do you tell people like the island's like? You know, what's good excursions? You know, what do you usually tell people?
First off, it's actually not a very sought after destination just because there's, you know, all of outside of the Sandals, everything that's been there is just like really small hotels and resorts.
Okay.
The first all-inclusive wasn't there until like the last couple of years, and it was the Sunscape Curacao, which Sunscape is also a part of AM Resorts, but it's like their like really cheap version. So I'm just being honest.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, yes. So it's just a low cost option.
Low cost option. I wouldn't stay there and I wouldn't book anybody there. So
it's on the do not book list. Yeah.
Yes. But so it's kind of like a newer destination.
So it's up and coming.
It is up and coming in the tourism market because prior to that, I would say it was mostly just visited by cruise lines. But it is definitely now, especially with Sandals there, and then just more all-inclusives coming, it's getting, you know, more busy. So I honestly have not booked it too much prior to this. But everything that I do know about the island, it's Dutch island, very safe to get around and easy to get around. Really cool city center. There's a lot to do there as well. Great diving. In Bonaire and Curacao, they both are known for diving. So
we have friends that live there and that lived there and they were like dive instructors.
Yes.
So they live here now, but.
Right. And so we actually are going to go and do, so we're not scuba divers, but we I do have a couple of activities planned. So on Saturday, we're actually doing ATVs because we've done ATVs in Aruba and it was a really cool experience. And so I'm like, well, I would think that Curacao would be just as cool. So we actually got a private ATV tour that we're going to do on Saturday, and I'll report back on that. And tell you if I think it's worth it or not, but I'm sure it probably is. And just a little tip, if you did want to do something like this and you want a private tour, just like message the operator directly. And it wouldn't be like something that you would book through the resort, because the resort is going to book that through like their destination management company, which is going to be like Island Roots, which is owned by Sandals, or Amstar or something like that. But it's usually operated by a local person. And so this is Eric's ATVs. And so I just sent them a message on Facebook and was like, hey, if we just want to do our own private thing, can we do that? How much more would it be? So we arranged that. And then we are going to also take a catamaran day trip out to Klein Curacao. And there's supposedly is like great snorkeling. It's a little island off the coast. Our friends told us to go. So,
yeah. So we got a lot planned. We're really excited. I think it's gonna be a lot of good content. Again, check us out on Instagram. We'll have stories. We'll have like stories of every day on what we're doing, what we're seeing, and you can kind of like,
yes. And I will try to do better. Sometimes I am not the best on Instagram stories, so I'm going to try to do better.
You're in charge with that. I'm YouTube.
So yeah, YouTube. I'm
Insta. I got to focus on the and I'll have like probably a 20 or 30 minute video on Curacao. But follow us along in our stories. You can kind of travel through our eyes with us and kind of see what we're seeing live. I think it'd be pretty cool on the stories. So that's we're just at Pinyak Travel on Instagram, and also at Pinyak Travel at YouTube as well. And I guess I think our Instagram uploads to Facebook as well.
Yes,
we need to get Facebook more love. We just don't, I don't even know if we posted anything in a long time on Facebook.
Well, no, when I post on Instagram, it goes on Facebook.
Oh, there we go.
Unless it's a video.
I'm just so focused on YouTube. It's been such a, like, it's been our fastest growing channel.
Do people really do, like, a lot of Facebook stuff?
I'm sure, yeah. Like, people still upload videos. Like, I don't know, like Facebook's got this weird thing. If you're going to upload a lot of content in order to, like...
They want you to monetize it.
Well, it's, like, weird. It's, like... Like, if you upload, like, our YouTube videos to Facebook, they don't do really well. You have to, like, upload a ton of them so Facebook can then flag your account as, like, a content creator account, which we're really not. We're really a business that does a lot of content. So it makes it harder for us to get those kind of benefits.
I was going to say, I feel like...
Because, like, we'll upload, like, 20-minute video. No one watches it.
I was going to say, I feel like YouTube, Facebook, they go crazy. Like, they throttle your reach.
Yeah, well, like, this was years ago, but, like, they weren't that big into long-form content. What I mean by that is, like, 20 and 30-minute videos, which obviously people go to YouTube for that.
Right.
So Facebook, maybe they like the, what do they call them, the reels and stuff like that?
Yeah.
They're like the short videos now.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but, yeah, we got to get on TikTok. If you're a TikToker...
I did just join TikTok, but I don't really know how to work it.
So here's what we need. We need, if there's any college students listening or young professionals that are really, really good at TikTok and you want to intern for Pinyak Travel and we can figure out some sort of pay for followers or something and you want to manage the Pinyak Travel TikTok account, I think there might be an opportunity for that.
Yeah. I mean, I told you, you know, we should go to USC, University of South Carolina.
School of Marketing, yep.
Yes, and see if we can get an intern that way, but yeah, we haven't done it yet.
I envision, like, you know, the girls that do the TikTok dances, they're just really good at the algorithm. They know. Now, we don't need someone to dance. What I envision is
you need to share travel stuff.
Share our... We will give you access to our Google Drive, which has all of our travel content. You just upload. Just make some cool videos.
So there you go. There's our advertisement for looking for a TikToker.
Looking for a TikToker. Because
yes.
I've mastered YouTube. I've mastered a lot of stuff. Podcasting, I feel like. Instagram. But the TikTok world, I just haven't had time to get into it. It's like, I know when I need to hire out for that. I think we just need to hire out.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. So,
and half these TikTokers don't even know the original TikToker.
I don't know the original TikToker.
Kesha.
Oh, because she said TikTok on the clock. That TikTok wasn't around then, though.
I know, but they stole the name from her. They spelled it exactly like she spelled it.
Well, maybe it was the writer of the song. Did she write that song?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But if I were her, I'd be like, I might have a claim to this.
I don't know.
I mean, TikTok spelled the exact same way. And boy, did Kesha just fall off. I haven't heard anything about her in
a long time. Well, yeah, because she had the lawsuit with the like her producer or something.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, he was, like, abusive. Yeah, kind
of. What a mess, because she was, like, overnight celebrity. She came out of nowhere.
Yeah. But yeah, I haven't heard anything about her in a couple of years, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyways, sidetracked again. So do you have question of the day? I was going to say, I think that kind of sums it up. Stay tuned for all of our content that we are going to put out on social media.
Especially if you're curious in Curacao. Curious about Curacao. Yeah. We're going to deliver all the goods. And again, if you've like traveled to a lot of places in the Caribbean, this is going to be kind of one of those niche destinations. One that you probably will. We're going to let you know if you should try it or not. And we'll do a live podcast. We call it live, but we'll set up the mobile studio. And I think those are like some of my favorite podcasts to do because like we're there in the moment. I think we can provide some really good insight.
Yeah. So we'll probably do that on like Monday or Tuesday. So you can stay, actually not Tuesday, because that's when we're going to client Curacao. So it'll probably be Monday.
Let's do one from Zoetree and one from...
we'll see if we have time.
And can we get a happy birthday, Janet? Janet's birthday and our 10-year are a couple days apart, but we are... Janet's birthday. This is our last podcast before your birthday, probably.
Yes, my birthday is in 2 days.
So happy early birthday.
Thank you. Our dogs just gave me a bunch of Reese cups and a bottle of wine.
All the goodies, popcorn.
All the goodies.
And they did a really good job picking out a great gift because it's something you really needed.
What's that?
The thing they got you.
Oh, yes. And they got me this like all-in-one charger for your phone, Apple Watch, and headphones. Yeah, earbuds. Yeah. So,
and she's already forgotten about it, ladies and gentlemen. Look at this.
So we don't really do gifts because we just like to travel and like...
It's our gift to ourselves.
Yeah. So like this, we all, if we do like it's, small stuff like that, but usually we just travel or we like to go out to a nice dinner and
gift
drink
ourselves.
Wine. Yeah. So that's kind of what we do. But yeah, my birthday's in 2 days. So this is kind of birthday trip and... anniversary trips, and our 10-year wedding anniversary is next week. So we were actually supposed to be going to French Polynesia and Moorea and Bora Bora, but it just could not work out this year.
It's just too much. It's just too long of a trip.
Yeah, it was going to be a long time. I have to take you there, though.
One of our agents is there right now.
Is there right now. Yep. So we're actually going to be there at the same time as him and his wife. But we will hopefully get that rebooked for 2023.
Yes, we are probably... We definitely will get there. We just have a lot going on.
I want to get
there
in 2023.
There's a lot of projects going on.
And then my Europe itch it's really itching. So we're going to get to Europe next year. So
we got a lot of projects going on.
Yes,
we do. I've got a lot of projects going on.
And we are getting picked up to go to the airport in about 4 hours. And so we have to get off of here and go pack.
All right, you ready for question of the day?
Yes.
Question of the day. Okay, here we go. I think everyone, so if you're listening to this as a couple, go ahead and debate this, because everyone's got one thing at least that they have an answer for this.
Okay.
And everyone probably would be different. What life lesson did you learn the hard way? And this is from Reddit.
What life lesson did you learn the hard way?
Oh, some of these I can't read online. Oh my God.
I mean, I can think of...
I've got one. You want me to go first? You think?
Yeah.
One I definitely learned the hard way. So when I was a kid, and I think this is a good message for a lot of teenagers out there that are old enough to buy a car. When you're 18 years old, there will be a car dealership out there that'll give you credit or, a loan to buy a car through their bank. I am a big believer now, after buying my first car at like 18 years old, hate car payments.
Yeah.
I had that car payment. I cannot stand it. And I was 18 years old, and I was like, I can afford it. I was a waiter.
Yeah, you barely.
Freshman year of college, playing. I was also playing sports. I had too much on my plate, and I thought I could pay for this car. And I never missed a payment. I made every payment. It just sucked.
Yeah.
And I hated it so much, and it was a good life lesson to... keep your debt low and, comparative to your income.
And you don't always need the newest thing.
It was funny. It was the only time in my life I ever bought a new car is when I was like 18 or 19 years old. And it was an Eclipse. And
yeah, I
thought
it
was the coolest car. Yeah, I never bought it.
Yeah,
I've actually paid cash. So ever since then, I finally got that car paid off, or I traded in, or I paid it down enough where I could get rid of it, or I sold it. I can't remember how I got rid of that car. I sold it or paid it off or traded in. I can't actually remember, but... ever since then, I've had just, I don't want to say older cars, but like my car now is 10 years old. It has 120,000 miles on it. And I love it. It's paid off.
Yeah.
It's fine. Like, huge believer in learning that life lesson young that you don't need a car payment. You can actually find, a really nice car. Because then I started looking at Hondas. I bought like a 8-year-old Honda. It was nice as crap. It was like five grand.
Well, they're not 5 grand now.
Remember the silver Honda?
Yes.
$5,000 or I bought it for like 3,900 maybe. Had like 100,000 miles on it, which for a Honda is barely broken in. It had leather seats. It had, you know,
it was more than that.
No, maybe it was 49. It was no more than 5 grand.
No, I want to say it was like 7 or 8, but
no, it wasn't that much. It was like five. It was like 50. Maybe it was 5,900.
I don't know. You don't have it anymore.
So. I don't know, but I loved that car. I had so much pride in it because it was so cheap. My car payment was like, because back then I think I was like 20. I was still in college. I didn't have enough cash to pay cash. So I financed the thing, and I think my payment was like 75. It was so cheap.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is what I'm talking about. I should have learned this, but I learned that the hard way. I went there and got the loan when I was 18 years old and bought a brand new car like a dummy. But then again, a lot of people that are going through that for the first time at a young age, they just do that.
Yeah. My life lesson, I don't know. I mean, I guess I've had like a few. I have one that kind of stands out to me. It's just like, you shouldn't, I guess not overreact, but in an instance, if you're mad, you know, take time to think and process it. Like, for example,
that time you gave me a black eye. I'm just kidding. No, she's never.
No. So when I was like 17 years old, but and the manager at the restaurant that I worked at was a raging a-hole. And so he said something to me that made me angry one evening. And so I just up and basically said F you and I quit. So
I remember that. Yeah, you probably shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. So I will say, because then the next day I went back and asked for my job back. And they told me no. So that was kind of a life lesson where, you know, you got to, in instances, you
can't
know,
just storm out.
You can't just storm out. You have
face
to,
your
like, face your problems, process it before you react.
Yeah, Reddit's got some funny ones or some.
I mean, I'm sure there's a lot more since then, but.
You know, these Reddit users, clear toothpaste is dumb. Breastfeeding isn't birth control. So I guess there was a woman that thought if you're breastfeeding, you can, but actually after you have a kid, you can get pregnant really quickly, right? Isn't that
a
thing?
Yeah. Well, they say, yeah, you're supposed to be very fertile after, so we wouldn't know.
some of these are pretty good, but yeah, I would say like,
and then
everyone's got a life lesson. Yeah, what do you got another one?
I was just going to say another, just kind of in general for me, is it's all about the experience and traveling and seeing the world, at least for me, than it is over like material things.
Yeah, I agree. Like that I think that encompasses probably mine too, is like nice cars, especially if you're a young person, you haven't bought your first car yet, or you're 18, 19, still driving like your parents' car. It is, listen, like nice cars are nice material, but it's a material thing. And at the end of the day, it's better to have a little more flexibility in your bank account than having the nice car. Because deep down, here's a life lesson. Here's what it sums up. I'm going to sum it up right here. No one cares what kind of car you have.
Very true.
Nobody cares. You might think people care. No one deep down
but I will care
really
where you're going,
cares.
Where you're going on vacation.
Because they look at your car, they see it for 5 seconds, you know what, they move on. They're probably thinking about their brother and their wife and the crap they got to do at work. And no one really gives a pile of crap at all what kind of car you have. So don't overspend on one. Bam. Isn't that good? That's just...
Spend your money on the trip. Because it's an experience and you create memories.
Well, you're biased, but I agree though.
Well, yeah, I know, I agree. But...
like being well-traveled, I feel like we've learned so much about...
Well, yeah, just the world and just, you know, appreciation for a lot of different things. And yeah, there's, you know, the world is very big.
Go see it. Don't like it. That whole Mark Zuckerberg metaverse thing he's doing, you're not replacing the experience of travel and genuinely meeting someone from
doing?
A different... You haven't heard about the metaverse? It's this like VR like world where you can like own a VR house. This thing, I'm not really optimistic this is going to go very far.
Doesn't
but people
like
are
it.
Buying virtual land and virtual homes, and like you wear these goggles and you like you have meetings with other people when they're wearing their goggles in their house, and you can have like these experiences. I think it is, it's, in my opinion, I think there's an opportunity to enhance like the FaceTime thing where it's video conferencing. I think what they're doing is an enhanced version of that, which is great. But I think we've gone way too far thinking we're going to sell virtual land and someone's going to come visit you at your virtual house that you literally paid cash for.
Yeah,
I think
that's interesting.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't invest in virtual land. There's a lot of virtual stuff that is falling apart right now that people have paid for. I wouldn't do it. But travel is a genuine experience, person-to-person experience. Go see the world with your own eyes and meet people from other countries and cultures. And I just need to get off my soapbox. I think I'm rambling now.
Yeah. Well, sorry, guys, for the kind of all-over podcast. We wanted to get something out before we left. And again, we...
A nice... We got to get a preview of what we're doing.
And so. Yeah, we have to... We like to kind of, you know, let you know what's to come. And yeah, we have to go pack because we're leaving in 4 hours. So, and we also... So we have to pack. We have to clean. I have to finish working. I have an appointment, phone appointment in 30 minutes. And then we also have to take the dogs to their boarding facility. So we have a lot to do in 4 hours. So
you're looking at me like, get to work. All right, that's a show.
Yeah, so
we love you guys.
Yes, and if you do want any more information in advance on anything that we've talked about, please feel free to reach out. You can slide into our DMs. We will be answering them. You can give us a call, 1-800-674-3278. It will not be going to me. It will be going to my assistant starting tomorrow. Or you can go to our website, pontiactravel.com, click request a quote, and it comes directly to me. But otherwise, we will see you guys next time.
See you next time.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.